Hi, it's me, Nina, from Sesame Street. And you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is...
Grocer Grover Takes a Break.
Oh, hey, everyone. It's your friend Nina here. And I'm out for a walk on Sesame Street. It's a beautiful day. And I'm so glad you could be here with me. Uh-oh. That's Grover. He sounds like he needs some help. Let's go see. Hi, Grover.
Oh, hello there, Nina.
Oh, wow. You've certainly got your hands full. Are these all groceries for the neighbors?
Yeah, that is correct. Today, I, your lovable pal Grover, am working at the grocery store.
Ah, I see now. Your name tag says Grocer Grover.
Yes, that is I, Grocer Grover. A grocer is a very cute and important person in the neighborhood, you know. And as such, I have been delivering groceries to my friendly neighbors all the morning.
Wow, that's a lot of work. Can I help?
Thank you, Nina, but that will not be necessary. A few heavy grocery bags are no match for an expert grocer like myself.
Okay. It's very kind of you to be helping your neighbors, Grover.
Well, of course. That is what cute and adorable neighborhood grocers do. For instance, just today, a pigeon flew away with Big Bird's birdseed cookie. So I went all the way back to the store to get him another one.
I bet Big Bird was very happy you did that for him.
He certainly was. Then I brought Bert and Ernie a big bag of potatoes. Only I found out later that what they needed were tomatoes.
Oh no. What did you do?
I went all the way back to the store again, of course. Because a grocer's job is never done until the customer is happy.
Of course. You must be tired from working so hard all morning.
Nonsense. It is no trouble at all. I have got this all under control.
Whoa. Oh, no. Here. I'll help you. I got it. I
Phew. Oh, thank you, Nina. What a good catch.
Thanks, Grover. How about we take a break for a minute? Then, if you'd like, I can help you deliver the last few groceries in a little bit. It'll go faster if we work together.
But I cannot take a break, Nina. There are still so many groceries to deliver. I cannot give up on my duties as a grocer.
Taking a break isn't giving up, Grover. It's important to take a moment for yourself sometimes, so you can have energy to do the things you love, like helping others.
I, Grocer Grover, do love helping others. I suppose I could take a teensy tiny little break.
Great. Here, why don't we sit together on the stoop?
It does feel good on my cute little toes to sit. But Nina, I have such fun being a grocer. What fun is there while I rest?
How about this? You can imagine the grocery store, filled with fruit and vegetables, the sweet-smelling treats in the bakery, the colorful flowers, all the things that will be ready and waiting for you later.
Oh, what a fantastic idea, Nina! This imaginary grocery store certainly sounds like just the place for an expert grocer like myself.
Okay, to help us get ready to imagine, let's do a belly breath together. And then we can say thank you to the different parts of our bodies that helped us all day long.
Okay, Nina.
Let's start by taking a slow, deep breath in through our noses and slowly out through our mouths.
I feel more relaxed already.
That's great, Grover. Now we'll say thank you to the different parts of our body, from the top of our head all the way down to our toes. Ready?
I am ready.
Good. Let's start with our head. Softly nod your head and say, thank you, head.
Thank you, head.
Next, let's say thank you to our noses. Wiggle your nose like a little bunny rabbit and say, thank you, nose.
Thank you, nose.
Now our shoulders. Gently roll your shoulders in a circle. Thank you, shoulders.
Thank you, shoulders.
Muy bien. And now for our arms. Give your arms a little shake and say, thank you, arms.
Thank you, arms.
Next, let's say thank you to our hands and fingers. Wiggle your fingers and say, thank you, fingers.
Thank you, fingers.
Okay, now let's say thank you to our tummy. Take a deep breath in and then out. Feel your tummy move and say, thank you, tummy.
Thank you, tummy.
Now let's lift one leg and then let it rest. Now lift the other leg and let it rest. Say, thank you, legs.
Thank you, legs.
Now lastly, let's not forget our feet. Wiggle your toes and say, thank you, feet.
Thank you, feet.
Good job, Grover. Now we can do a little bit of imagining before we deliver the rest of the groceries.
Nina, would you like to imagine with me?
I'd love to.
Let's imagine we're with Grocer Grover at the grocery store. Neighbors walk by each other and say hello.
Hello there.
Some customers walk through the store, putting the things they need in their carts. And others are waiting in line to check out. There is a wall of windows at the front of the store where sunlight shines in. Near the entrance, there is a brown bulletin board with pieces of paper taped to it. These are flyers announcing all the fun things happening on Sesame Street this week, like an art show and an outdoor festival. Grocer Grover wears a green apron tied around his fuzzy blue body. He walks over to the produce section with the vegetables and fruits. There are vegetables and fruits of all colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple. Grocer Grover walks by rows of red peppers, green lettuce, and purple eggplants. He admires the colors as water sprinkles down from above the fruits and vegetables. Grocer Grover looks up, surprised.
What?
But it's just the sprinkler system that keeps the veggies nice and fresh.
Oh.
Next to the vegetables, water is gently falling on rows of fruit as well. It sparkles on red apples and strawberries, green limes, and yellow lemons and pineapples. The fruits with the brightest colors are Grover's favorites. At the checkout counter, a customer is buying cereal, milk, and eggs. A grocer takes the items and passes them over a scanner, one at a time. A little red light flashes, and there is a beep as each item passes over the scanner. One, two, three. After all the items are scanned and the customer is ready to pay, the cash register opens. Then the worker closes the cash register with a clink. After the customer has paid, Grocer Grover helps by placing the cereal, milk, and eggs into a brown paper bag. The paper bag crinkles as he arranges the items neatly. The customer thanks Grocer Grover and carries their bag full of groceries out the front door.
Have a nice day!
A little bell rings over the front door as they exit on to Sesame Street. Grocer Grover smells freshly baked bread and walks towards the bakery in the back of the store. He looks at all the baked food in the display case. Grover sees another grocer stacking big loaves of fresh bread into baskets. Grover thinks how tasty the bread would be as a sandwich.
Mm.
There are also big cookies in the shapes of hearts with red sprinkles on them. There are cakes and pies for all kinds of celebrations. There are also cupcakes with thick, swirly icing on them. The bakery is warm and cozy, full of the wonderful smells of freshly baked things. Grocer Grover walks back toward the front of the grocery store, walking past the freezer aisle. Cold air flows out of the freezer doors when a customer opens them. Grocer Grover keeps walking out of the frozen aisle section and past a shelf with rolls of soft toilet paper and paper towels on it. He also sees paper plates and cups, which remind him of a summer barbecue. At last, Grocer Grover arrives at the front of the store, where there are buckets of brightly colored flowers. There are red roses and yellow daffodils. There are small white daisies and big purple hydrangeas. Grocer Grover also sees little green sprouts growing in pots. He hears the click-clack of shopping carts and the friendly voices of neighbors. As customers walk around the store, Grover chooses a bundle of yellow sunflowers to bring home. They're so lovely, blooming in the light from the windows.